What is up, guys? Welcome to the Experience Podcast. I am your host, Carrie Ann, and I'm excited to have you here. So, guys, it is 2023. We are in, and it's flying by so quickly. So quickly. But there's something that I want to talk to you about today. I titled this video, If You Are Sad or Depressed, Do This. There is no one that goes through this earth that does not experience something. We all are going through things in our lives, in our personal lives, maybe personally from your job, whatever it is, your family. You may have experienced a tragic incident within your life or your family's life, but we're all experiencing something within our lives, and it's so good to know that we have good news, that God says He will never leave us nor forsake us, but He will go through. He will be there with us through our hills, through our valleys. He will be there because He's ever constant, right? He's ever constant, but that does not negate that we will have hardships and that we will have emotions. Our soul will be affected, and we will have emotions that we go through, which can ultimately lead to sadness or depression. I will say there are levels to being affected by depression. There is just the you feeling downtrodden. You just feel a certain way, and there is an oppression, demonic oppression, where you get that demonic oppression of depression, where you cannot shake it, and there is a possession of depression. There's a spirit of depression that you do need deliverance from. But living in America, I realize this society also, from big tech, big pharma, also mask these issues with pills and saying you need to just take pills, or just take this medication and you will be better. Take this medication and you will feel better. When that is a lie, that does not fix the internal issues that people are facing. That does not fix the issue. It only masks it. Just like if you take painkillers, it does not take the pain away. It only masks the pain. I think that is what our society is doing now with the distractions, with the social media, is to just use it as an escape from our problems. But I want to talk about some of the things in this episode where we can do to help deal with those things. And so I think oftentimes, one of the things that God revealed to me about depression, I would just say the regular depression, aside from being oppressed or possessed by a demonic spirit, the spirit of depression, this is what God showed me. He said, oftentimes, when you feel a certain way or you feel downcast, it's because there's a lack of gratitude somewhere in your life. There's a lack of gratitude somewhere, or some part, or any part of your life. There is a lack of gratitude. And I tested out for myself. I did it for myself, because oftentimes when you hear things or God tells you something, you want to see if it actually works, right? Somebody gives you something or somebody says something to go and do, to get a certain result. You might say, okay, let me test it out for myself to see if this actually works. And I went through a period of time where I felt so down, I felt so depressed, where I felt like my life was just amounting to nothing. And I used to go through cycles of it, the ups and downs, this, I feel okay one day, the next day I'm not feeling okay, and it was just this cycle. Until I felt the Spirit of God was dealing with me, with it. And I'm going to read this scripture. I'm going to reference to the scripture. I love David and David's belief in God. I just admired so much that David don't rely on... When you go through Psalms and you go through the scripture of David or the story of David, David don't rely on himself. He doesn't. When you realize the story of David, David just knows he's inadequate. From the get-go, he knows he's inadequate and he knows he needs a savior. David knows that he needs God, so he relies on God, God's ability 100%, and not his own ability. He relies solely on God, and that's something that I so admire about David. But Psalms 42 and 5 says, "Why art thou cast, O my soul? And why thou art disquieted in me?" You ever feel that? Where you just so downcast, so disquieted. I've had times like that. I've had times like that, and that's what I'm talking about. And then David goes to say, "For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Right? David says, why art thou? He's not talking to somebody else. He's referring to himself and saying, self, why do you feel like this? Why are you feeling like this? Why are you disquieted in your soul, in me? He's saying to his soul, why are you disquieted in me? Why are you feeling this way? David is addressing himself and saying, why do you feel like this? And then he says, hope thou in God. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. David says, okay, I'm feeling like this. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling depressed. That's the term that the world uses. But David is saying, I feel depressed, but hope in God. Really? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. One of the things that you learn when you mature in God, one of the things that I've learned while maturing in God, is that you don't need to feel it for you to know that it's true. If God says he gives you his peace, if God says my love I give to you, for I love you, you don't need the feeling of it. Growing up in Jamaica, my mother, I don't recall my mother ever used to saying to me, I love you. No, I never used to recall my mother saying physically, Kay, I love you. Kay, I love you. Now she does it. She may talk to me on the phone, and when she's hanging up, she says, I love you later. But I don't remember growing up, she used to say it to me often. But my brother adopted it. He's the one that really started it, because I didn't grow up doing that, saying, "Oh, I love you, I love you," or "I love you." My baby brother is the one that actually started it within our family, our unit, to say, "Oh, I love you," later, "I love you." But even though she did not used to say to me frequently, I knew that my mother loved me. I knew that she loved me. I knew that she loved me. It wasn't a question. I didn't have to question her love for me. Why? Because her actions show it. Her actions showed that she loved me by caring for me daily, by providing for me, by her counsel. Right? And this is what God does for us on a daily basis. He shows his love for us every day. The fact that you woke up this morning is the evidence of God's love for your life. Meaning, that means that he still has a call and a purpose for you. There is a reason that you are still here. That meaning you still have more to do. You still have more to accomplish. His word says, the birds of the air, they don't look around for meals, but yet God feeds them. But why are you worrying as a child of God, as a person who believes on the foundation of Christ, worrying about what is going to come next? Right? Yet David is saying, I feel this way, I feel depressed, but I'm going to hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. I want to go to Habakkuk 2:18-19. And it says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, not my strength. His strength is my strength. He is my strength. And he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. To the chief singer on my string instrument. This is what God is saying. God is saying he will make you to walk upon the high places. He will make your feet like hinds' feet. I don't know if you've ever seen a hind's feet. Those animals that can walk on the edges of things. Thank you, Lord. Those animals that can, you don't know how they're doing it, but they can walk on the edge of things. That is how God says he's going to make your feet so you can walk upon the high places. He's saying, hope in him. Trust in him. Not in your own feelings. We're in a society where feelings and has now become a god. Where I feel like this, I feel like that. I feel like I am this, I feel like I am that. I just feel this way. Feelings have now become a god in our society. That we worship feelings, that people worship feelings. But God is saying, despite how you are feeling, do not believe in the deception of your feeling. But hope in what I have said for you. Hope in me. You dealing with a downcasted spirit. You dealing with depression. I'm saying to you, don't mask it with pills. I'm saying to you, don't medicate yourself. It doesn't fix the issue. God is saying he is the solution to your issues. He's saying he's the solution to your problems. He's saying hope in him, because he cannot fail. David is saying, I shall praise him. Right? I shall praise him. earlier I was saying to you that I tested it out for myself and I said, okay, last year I had to make one of the biggest decisions of my life and I was downcasted. I was downcast and I went through a period where I was so, so overwhelmed and emotional and feeling down. But every day when I felt that overwhelmness, I started thanking God. I started praising Him. I said, Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. I thank you that I'm waking up this morning. I just started praising. I just started thanking. I started praising. I started being grateful for everything. If I ate even a piece of sweetie, I said, thank you, Lord. If I ate even the smallest thing, if I didn't have any money, I said, thank you, Lord, for you shall provide. I started to develop this thing of praising and worshiping and being grateful and being gratitude. This gratitude, I started developing this gratitude and I just started feeling better by day. I just started finding the smallest things. The smallest things I started finding to be grateful for, to have gratitude for, to thank God for, to praise God for. And I started finding myself not feeling the same downcast way, but I started to feel joy and started to feel, okay, I can overcome this. Because He said I am an overcomer. Not because I feel like I'm an overcomer. Because He said I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a victor. When you start maturing in God, you will realize your feelings don't validate what God says. What He says overrides everything else. What He says overrides everything else. It doesn't matter how it looks. Trust me. I am not saying this from vain words. I'm saying from, I have tested this thing out. And I'm telling you, from experience, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Develop a grateful heart. Develop a grateful heart because you know what? That's what's going to help you. Because your issues are never going to go away. You know why? Or problems, there's going to be problems. There's going to be issues. And we're definitely now living in the end times. Definitely now living in the society that we're living in now. There are definitely going to be problems. And I'm saying to you, develop a barrier of gratefulness. That when the trial comes, when the tribulation comes, you are not moved. Because the default setting for earth is hardship. Once you are on earth, the default setting for earth is hardship. So develop that stamina. Develop that barrier of gratefulness and praise. Make it a daily routine. And you see how the changes happened or the changes go forth. Because you're going to feel like this. You're not just going to be one and done. There are going to be days where things go wrong and you feel like that. You feel downcasted. Even 2 days ago, I felt the same way. But I laid in my bed and I say, I refuse to feel like this. I refuse to feel like this. Lord, I know what your word says. I don't care how I feel. I refuse it. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. I refuse it. And as I go out my day, I found myself feeling different, feeling better. And I got up, I took a shower, I got some food, I listened to some music, some worship music and I started just dancing and feeling good about my life because I stand on what the word of God, I stand on what he says. I stand on what he says and not how I feel. So I'm saying to you, develop a heart of gratitude and praise. I thank you guys for listening to this podcast for the first episode of the year 2023. I thank you guys for joining and being a part of the experience community. You are an experiencer. Subscribe to the podcast. We're going to be over on YouTube with the videos. So subscribe to our YouTube channel at Experience Podcast, or our Instagram page is up. I created a different one. It's up at Experience Podcast. We're going to have a TikTok as well. And I'm so excited for what God is going to be doing. This is his work. I'm just the vessel for him to use to impact who needs to be impacted. This podcast is here geared towards speaking the truth, not the deception of the lies of the what the world is speaking, but speak the truth of God. Speak the light and let our light shine. We have come to dismantle, break down every lie of the enemy spoken in your life and in your family's life, and we're dismantling it, we're breaking it in the name of Jesus. And know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. I thank you guys for listening. I'll see you in my next one. Bye.
My God, he toxic. He would never leave me on my own, no.